Lesson 13, Questioning the Witness. In this lesson, we're learning Mishnah Tet, the ninth Mishnah of Pirkei Avot, in Perek Aleph, Chapter 1. Mishnah Tet. Shimon ben Shatach Omer. Simon, son of Shatach, said, Hevu marbe lacha koret ha'edim. Carefully examine the witnesses. Veheve zahir bidvarecha. And be cautious with your words. Shema mitocham yilmedu leshaker. Lest they learn to lie from them. On the surface, this Mishnah is a continuation of the last Mishnah, Mishnah Chet, which contained advice for judges. That Mishnah said, don't make yourself into a lawyer, meaning be impartial, seeing the truth without preferring any point of view. Then it said that when the litigants stand before you, you should see them both as wicked, but when they're dismissed from you, you should see them both as innocent. This week's Mishnah is elaborating and telling us the path by which to achieve the ideals of the last Mishnah. For example, last week's Mishnah said to be impartial. But how do you do that? Hevu marbe lachakor et ha'edim. Carefully or extensively examine the witnesses. In other words, talk to them and keep talking to them until you get the clearest picture of the truth that you can. And while you're talking to them, Veheve zahir bidvarecha, be cautious with your words, Shema mitocham yilmedu leshaker, lest they learn to lie from them. In other words, you have to be just as clear with your questions as you want them to be with their answers, or else they may use the ambiguity of your language to prop up their own point of view and distort the truth. On a deeper level, these words can also apply to the inner world. Beneath your thinking mind, beneath your goals, your intentions, and your feelings, there is awareness, also known as witness or ed. Your awareness or witness consciousness doesn't have any agenda, any goals, any sense of a separate me. It's just like a mirror, knowing what is in this moment. In meditation, the idea is to move more and more deeply within yourself, to this level of awareness, so that you become free from the different layers of your mind and your emotions. Your mind and emotions still function, but you're no longer caught in them. Instead, you dwell more and more deeply in the bliss and freedom of the present moment. But your mind and emotions are very tricky. Again and again, they will attempt to seduce you into their drama. In order to not be seduced, it's very useful to question them. For example, someone says something that upsets you. Immediately, your mind starts fixating on a story of how bad that person is, and as a result, you get all worked up. But instead, hevu marbe lachakor et ha'edim, carefully and extensively examine the witness. Meaning, what exactly are you witnessing? What do you really know for sure in this moment? Do you know the intention of what was said? No. Do you know what the other person's experience was that led them to say what they said? No. Do you know what you're feeling in this moment? If you stop and relax and feel, then yes, you can know that. And if you stay with what you know, which is what is arising in your awareness in the present, you will begin to rise right out of the sheath of your mind and emotions into the radiant and clear space of awareness. So for this chant, we'll use the words Hevu marbe lachakor et ha'edim. Hevu means be. Let's say that word, Hevu. Marbe means very much. Say marbe. Lachakor means examining. Say lachakor. Et ha'edim means the witnesses. Et is not translated. It comes before the direct object of the sentence. Ha is the. Ed is witness. Edim is witnesses. Here's the melody. Let's learn it in a few pieces. First part. Hevu ma be lachakor et ha'edim. Let's sing that together. Hevu ma be lachakor et ha'edim. One more time. Hevu ma be lachakor et ha'edim. Next part is the same words, different melody. Hevu ma be lachakor et ha'edim. Let's try it together. Hevu ma be lachakor et ha'edim. So take a moment to prepare for meditation. Find a comfortable but alert position, either seated, standing, lying down, or walking. And take a few nice deep breaths, bringing awareness into your body and relaxing your muscles. And let's sing this chant together with the kavanah, the intention of being aware of your witness, being aware of your awareness, seeing if you can sink more and more deeply into the awareness of what is happening in the present, letting go more and more of the thinking mind and its interpretations and thoughts. Let's sing together. Hevu ma be lachakor et ha'edim. 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 And let's move into meditation. Awakening of the three centers. Bringing your hand to your heart, chanting Lecha for you. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, letting your awareness expand out to fill your whole body. Chanting Na'ase, we will do. Na'ase. And bring your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, chanting Nishma, we will hear. Nishma. And relax your arms as we come into the practice of presence. Gently repeating Atahu in your mind. Ata, now. Ata, you. Who is it? The divine. Now is the divine. You are it. Atahu. And as you repeat Atahu in your mind, be aware to see when your mind is ready to release the Atahu chant, letting your mind relax and open to the simplicity of just being present, feeling your breathing, noticing what arises in your senses, feelings, and mind in this moment. And we'll meditate in silence. And take a nice deep breath. And moving out of stillness and back into activity with awakening the three centers. Hand to your heart, chanting Lecha. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, expanding your awareness to fill your body, chanting Na'ase. Na'ase. And bring your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, chanting V'nishma. V'nishma. And as you come back into your day or your night, try this practice of inquiry, of questioning the witness, meaning questioning what you're actually witnessing in this moment, and bringing yourself back again and again to the truth of the present. And now, gratitude for the teachings and the lineage. Ah, Yisrael, v'al Rabbanan, v'al Tamidehon, v'al Tamidehon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students and all the students of their students. V'al komandi askin b'oraita, diva atra hadem, v'diva chol atar v'atar. And upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else. Yehe lechon ulechon shlama rabba chine vechista v'rachamin v'chayin arichin u'mezonei revikei ofor kana min kadam avuhon divishamaya v'ara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. V'imru. Amen.